Welcome back to DeedNB College. Today we're building a ThinkBreak switch-up distort from scratch in Ableton Live 12, tuned for that old-school jungle, amen science energy. The goal is simple. Take a break that starts out clean and readable, then mutate it into something darker, chopped, warped, and a little bit dangerous, while still keeping the groove locked for the dance floor. This kind of edit shows up all over drum and bass. You hear it at the end of a 16-bar or 32-bar phrase, right before the drop, or as a variation inside the drop when the loop needs a new shape. And the reason it works so well is contrast. First you give the listener the break they recognize, then you twist it into its mutated twin. That before and after moment is what makes the edit feel powerful. Start by loading a clean break loop, something amen style or a classic old school break sample, and get your tempo sitting around 170 to 174 BPM. If the clip isn't warped properly yet, fix that first. Make sure the snare lands solidly on the grid. You want to hear the natural pocket of the break before you start destroying it. What to listen for here is the snare. That's your anchor. If the snare doesn't feel stable, the whole edit will fall apart later. Also listen to the ghost hits and the offbeat movement. If warping smears those too much, tighten it up before you go any further. A messy source usually makes a messy switch-up. Now duplicate the break. You want one version as your clean reference and one version as the dirty switch-up version. Even if you end up processing both later, having a dry A-B comparison keeps your ears honest. Name them something obvious like Amen Dry and Amen Distort. That sounds basic, but trust me, clear naming saves time and helps you finish faster. Next, slice the break into usable pieces. You can slice by transient, or just cut it manually. Don't get lost in micro-editing yet. The real goal is to isolate the hits that matter, a snare anchor, one or two kick hits, a few ghost notes or hats, and maybe a tail or room hit for atmosphere. From there, rebuild a one-bar phrase on the grid. A solid starting point is kick on the downbeat, snare on two, a little ghost or hat movement in the middle, and a snare or snare variation on four. Then start removing pieces. Negative space is part of the vibe. In jungle, the gaps matter just as much as the hits. Why this works in DNB is because the break edit becomes the transition device. You're not just making a drum loop more complicated, you're creating a moment where the groove hesitates, gathers itself, and then snaps into a new personality. That little emotional delay is exactly what makes a think break feel alive. For the think part, you want the break to feel like it's hesitating. That could mean a short pause, a sparse fill, or a filtered fragment that sounds like the rhythm is collecting its thoughts before the switch. A simple way to do that is to strip out most of the hits in the last half bar and leave just a ghost note, a hat, and a snare pickup. Another option is to repeat a tiny fragment in 1/8 or 1/16 notes and automate a filter cutoff so it feels like tension is rising fast. What to listen for now is whether the phrase still has a clear bar shape. Even when it gets more abstract, the snare should still tell the listener where they are. If the bar line disappears completely, the edit can start sounding cool and solo but useless in a track. Now let's build the dirty version. Keep it simple and practical. A really solid stock device chain could be saturator into drum bus into a Q8. Or, if you want a more degraded tone, try Redux, then Overdrive, then a Q8. You don't need to overcomplicate it. Push the saturator enough to add attitude, but stop before it flattens the transients. Add some drum bus drive for extra weight and crunch, but keep it controlled. If you use Redux, start subtle. Too much downsampling can wipe out the swing and make the break feel like static instead of rhythm. Then use a Q8 to clean up the mud and tame any harsh top end that gets nasty around the upper mids and high frequencies. What to listen for here is the snare again. Does it get thicker and more urgent without losing its crack? And do the ghost hits become dusty and useful, or just collapse into noisy hash? That difference matters. In good jungle editing, the dirt should reveal the break, not erase it. Once the distortion feels good, shape it with movement. Use auto filter or EQ8 automation so the switch-up evolves over time instead of just getting crushed once and staying there. A low-pass opening from somewhere around 200 hertz up toward a top end can make the break feel like it's emerging from fog. Or use a band-pass sweep if you want a more staged, mechanical feeling. The key idea is that the break is being processed in stages. That gives the whole thing a science fiction kind of motion, which fits the Amen Science idea really well. If it gets too bright or brittle, back off the top end. Old school jungle usually sounds aggressive because of mid-range grit, not because the top is brutally boosted. Now rebuild the switch up with phrasing. A really useful trick is call and response across two half bars. The first half bar can beat a chopped kick snare statement, and the second half bar can answer with a smaller reply, maybe a ghost note, a reverse tail, or a more stripped-down snare moment. That makes the edit feel musical, not random. If you've got bass in the project already, keep testing with the bass line. This is one of the biggest mistakes producers make. They make the break sound amazing by itself, then it destroys the low-end space in the drop. The bass and the break have to share the room. If the bass disappears when the snare hits, simplify the fill right there. A strong DNB groove is all about clarity in the kick, snare, and sub relationship. At this point, you can decide whether to keep editing live or commit to audio. If the phrase is still changing a lot, stay live a little longer, but if the switch up already feels strong, print it to audio and keep moving. That's a very jungle way to work. Commit, resample, and treat it like a performance pass. It helps you stop endlessly tweaking the same loop and start arranging the track. That brings us to the final motion layer. Keep it minimal. One reverse tail, a short reverb hit, or a quiet filter delay on a chop drum can finish the transition without turning it into a wash. A short reverb decay, around half a second to just over a second, is often enough. And keep the low end clean. Any spatial effect should stay out of the sub area. A tiny detail can make a huge difference. Sometimes a single cleaner snare inside a dirty bar makes all the surrounding damage feel stronger. And sometimes a one beat gap before the next snare hits harder than adding more fills. In darker DNB, negative space is weight. Don't be afraid to let the edit breathe. Now place the switch up where it actually does a job. Don't leave it as a cool loop sitting on its own. Put it at the end of a 16-bar or 32-bar phrase, right before the drop, or as a second half variation inside the drop. One really strong move is to keep the first 8 bars more stable, then use the switch up in the last bar of the 16. That gives the listener a clear before and after, and it makes the return to the main groove feel bigger. Another strong arrangement move is to make the first version a bit cleaner, then let the distorted version land harder in the second 8 bars of a drop. That creates progression, without needing a new melody or a new chord change. The break itself becomes the event. A quick reminder here, if the switch up needs more than 2 bars to make its point, it probably needs to be simpler, not longer. Tightness is part of the vibe. Old school jungle can be rough, but it should still feel precise. So here's the recap. Start with a solid amen style break and make sure the groove is readable. Duplicate it so you've got a clean reference and a dirty version. Slice the break into usable pieces, then create a short think moment with space, a pause, or a small fill. Build the dirty version with stock Ableton devices like Saturator, Drum Bus, Redux, Overdrive, and EQ8. Shape the movement with filters or EQ automation. Keep the snare as the identity, keep the subspace clean, and place the switch up in a real arrangement so it functions like a transition, not just a fill. If you do it right, the break should feel like it has mutated with purpose. Still jungle, still dance floor ready, but sharper, darker, and a little more dangerous. Your practice challenge is to build a one-bar amen think break switch up using only stock Ableton devices. Keep the main snare recognizable. Don't go longer than 2 bars. Then print it, arrange it, and make it lead into a drop or a return of the main groove. If you can still clap the snare pattern, if the dirty version feels more tense without becoming noise, and if the bass still has space, then you've got something real. Go make it happen. Keep it tight, keep it dirty, and let the break do the talking.